Your brain needs to be active. So create better problems for your brain, or you're going to create stupid problems. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So thank you guys so much for always fitting in these 10 to 15 minutes just to really reflect on your life and see what you need. And speaking of that, we're going to talk all about that today. And before we do that, I am just going to remind you that Event Love is coming up. eventluv.com. If you want to go into your 2020 as that speaker, as that teacher, as that leader, as that person who runs profitable events, this is where you want to be. We are not sure if we are ever running this again. It is a 5-day boot camp to become more confident. You are the event. You will be on stage. You will be facilitating. We will be helping you work through all of your fears, your anxiety, giving you the tools that you need to put on your own events, to show up as that teacher, leader, facilitator, podcast host, whatever that is that you want to be in the forefront, this is for you. So go to eventluv.com because we will be closing sales in December. So make sure you go and let us know if you're going to do it because we can't wait to see you. We only have 20 spots left. It's almost full. Okay. Today we are talking about giving yourself what you need. And this is a beautiful topic because I believe that the men and women who listen to this podcast are committed to their journey. So you guys know that if I am giving you some really direct words, that it's just loving all over you because this is literally how I talk to myself in a graceful but direct way. Because many of us are deep into the self-development world, or we've been avid podcast listeners. And if you're not, and if this is the first podcast, well, then this is just a juicy serving of exactly what you probably need. So I want to read to you a couple quotes that I loved this morning. And it says, this is from Sharon E. Rainey. It says, no more martyring myself. No more. No more martyring myself. It's so basic, yet I have those moments where I'm actually in my life feeling anxiety, or I'm feeling depressed or a little bit hopeless, and I'm looking to blame someone or something. And the only person who makes my schedule is me. And the only person who chooses what I do is me. And the only person who avoids social situations is me. And the only person who's not reaching out to people and staying committed to a path of up-leveling is me. The only person that I can look at is me, no matter what, at any given time. And even when there's things that I think I'm doing that I don't want to be doing, there is a way for me to change that in the future. There is a way for me to start looking ahead and saying, if this is something I don't want to be doing, how would I start to change that? And until we can get to that place of complete 100% ownership, as I'm looking to create this new company that I'm creating, which you guys will all be a part of, many of you will be a part of, which I'm so excited about, I am starting to look at the mission statement and the core values. And one of my core values is going to be everyone must take 100% ownership of everything that they do and anything that goes wrong. Because if something is going wrong in my company, whether I, from the outside, looks like an employee's fault or whatever that is, it's my fault for not either giving them the tools, not noticing sooner, or just trying to not take the blame in whatever it is, even though it's someone that I had hired. So what does 100% ownership look like in your life, even if you took ownership of something that isn't your fault? And sometimes this is one of those things that's, you know, you're like, well, this was traumatic, or this happened, or this was something awful that happened in my life. Ownership would be deciding to not replay it and let that person either victimize you or let that trauma happen over and over again by thinking the thoughts. So yes, that happened. And yes, it's terrible that it happened. But the only way that we can stop being a victim is to stop thinking about it and to release that person or forgive that person. So 100% ownership would be to recognize where we are still sitting in it and letting it affect our lives, because it happened, it's over. Now, how can we move forward? How can we get the help that we might need for those thoughts or the things that happen? How could we get a therapist? How could we, you know, work through these things? How could we get, I believe it's EMDR for trauma therapy. How can we go and seek those things out and take care of our needs? And I loved that particular quote because it really just got me back to the, dropped me right back into reality on a couple things that I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I didn't go to business school. I didn't do this. I'm like, well, are there books out there? Are there people I could ask? Can I sit with this discomfort and try to learn it? Can I carve out time to try to learn it? So another one, it says, this is by C. Joy Bell. It says, the only person who can pull me down is myself, and I'm not going to let myself pull me down anymore. The only person who can pull me down is myself, and I'm not going to let myself pull me down anymore. And Nathaniel Brandon says, of all the judgments we pass in life, none is more important than the judgment we pass on ourselves. So when we realize that we are in victim mode, or when we are the person who's actually keeping us in the situation that we don't love, how much grace can you have on yourself? Because what won't work and what won't get you out of being the martyr or the victim is to say, look how much time I've wasted. I don't, you know, I can't believe that I've been talking to myself this way. You're so stupid. Why are you saying this? Why do you always go back to this? Why is this your default? Guys, going to dig you into a deeper hole. So it is a non-judgmental look at what we're saying. And it's that reparenting that I'm always talking about, because this is what I do in my life. Adulting is just reparenting yourself in a loving way over and over and over again and saying, okay, I see this. That's okay. I forgive myself. I did the best that I could with the information that I had. And now I know this. So I'm going to make a better decision. And I'm going to love myself into this person that I know that I'm supposed to be. So I've written down some questions for you, whether you're in your car or running or whatever that looks like. I really want you to come back to this later and to just write this down for yourself, because a lot of us are saying that we feel hopeless or anxious, or we don't have the friends that we want, or we're waking up every day and we don't know what to do. Except there's questions that we are not asking ourselves. I believe that we're a few better questions away from better answers leading to our dreams and the connections that we desire. And if we don't start actually asking and answering, that's the key, these questions and being committed to getting an answer, right? You can ask these questions and not get an answer right away and be like, I asked myself and I still didn't know. That's not going to help you. That's going back to that default victim mode. So, number one, how have you been feeling? Let's just like take a pulse. Have you been feeling overwhelmed? Have you been feeling anxious? Have you been feeling depressed? Are you lonely? Are you feeling like you're not in or connected to any social group? Are you feeling like you don't have an inner circle? Are you feeling like your family's driving you bananas because you're not having the conversations that you need? Are you feeling overcommitted? What are you feeling right now? Write all of those feelings down. Circle the top feeling that needs the most attention right now. The one that's making you feel really cray cray. You know what I'm talking about. So circle that top feeling. And from there, around this feeling, I want you to write, what do you think that you need? What do you think could be valuable or useful, or that could help overcome, negate, move through this feeling? And a lot of times what you write down is probably going to be challenging, and it's why you've been avoiding it. because it's going to require some action that you don't want to be taking. It's going to require reaching out to some people, right? It's going to require things that you're like, I'll go back to victim mode because that's going to keep me safe from having to do the hard thing that I know that I need. So what do you think you need? And some of you won't even know this answer. So what you have to write down is, I'm going to commit to discovering what I think I need. Here are some ideas that I think could help if I was telling a friend how they could overcome this particular feeling. And then once you commit to that discovery, you're going to go down that list and you're going to try those things. And you don't just try it once. You take something that you know that you're semi-interested in or you think could create an outcome that you enjoy, and you're going to keep it for a month to 2 months. You have to commit to discovery. Because you're going to try stuff. And we all know that a lot of the positive outcomes don't come until later. So you're like, oh, I need a workout. And then you go try to lift weights. You're like, that shit's heavy. I don't want to do that anymore. You're going to go right back to martyring yourself, right? Martyrdom. And you need to get out of there. So you have to commit to discovery. And here's a couple things that you can say. So sometimes we are in a place in our life where we know that we just need to enjoy the process. So that would probably be something light and fun. Maybe that's a hobby. Maybe that is, you know, artwork. Maybe that's pottery. Maybe that's just connection. Maybe that's a book club. And even that has a bit of resistance around it, right? Because you have to get outside of your comfort zone. And then other times you know that you need a different outcome in your life and you're not happy. There are things going on that you need to have some confidence building in your life. You need some confidence. So you have to do some things that bring confidence, like reaching out or finishing something that seems challenging. So sometimes we're committed to the process when we need some ease and light and just some, you know, soul time. And then other times we need to commit to the outcome. So those are more things like working out. Those are more things like finding a business coach. Those are things like joining a mastermind. Those are things like getting on a workout routine and hiring someone to make sure that we show up, spending money, committing to something because you need a different outcome. So sometimes we're committing to the process and sometimes we're committing to the outcome. And oftentimes when we commit to the outcome, we end up falling in love with the process later on because of what it brings. But keep committing to the outcome, knowing that the process is going to be challenging. And if you're a person who doesn't do hard things very often and you're not challenging yourself because you're scared or you don't want to leave your comfort zone, you have to commit to the outcome. You have to go find some things that are going to change your actual reality and the process is going to be challenging. If you're someone who's always doing challenging things, gets your identity from challenging things, gets your identity from reaching huge levels of different things, and you are just a complete go-getter, but you're not very happy, you might need to commit to some things that you really enjoy the process. That you can just fall in love with how good it feels to fill your soul, to walk in nature and remind yourself it's not about the outcome, it's about the process. So question one was, how have you been feeling? Question two was, what do you think you need? And do you need to commit to discovery? And are you someone who needs to commit to an outcome-based thing or a process-based thing? And then the next question, the third question is, how often do you need to do it? Most likely this is going to be weekly. So most likely you are going to need to do that thing, whether it's outcome or process-based, and you'll need it weekly because in order to feel like we're doing something and changing our life and our environment, it really does have to be something that is frequent. The next question. So this is question four. What is your first step to getting this started? Is it calling? Is it Googling? Is it actually setting aside time to go through these questions? What is your first step to getting this started? Question five. How will you go about making this happen? Question six. How long will it take in order to make this thing a habit or to get that different feeling that you think you need? Just give a guesstimate. How long will this take? And what is the date in which you will begin this? And the date should be that week. The date should be this week that you start to implement it, or you should have something on your calendar for next week. And if you're busy next week, don't fool yourself. Remove something and implement it anyway. So here's the final thing. Just write this out. I promise I won't give up on committing to this discovery until my needs are met. I promise I won't give up until my needs are met. I promise I won't give up until my needs are met. Remember when you were a toddler? Probably not. So go ask your mom. You did not stop crying or freaking out until your needs were met. And this is because we knew that we had to ask for what we needed because we had no other form of communication. And so our needs were met. We ate when we wanted to eat. We slept when we wanted to sleep. We played when we wanted to play. We typically got our way. That rhymes. And you have to remember, if you do that in your life and you commit, you're going to get what you need. Now, I don't know if throwing a temper tantrum is the best way, but it gets the job done. Just kidding. Please don't do that. But you can do it in a way that is done with love, right? You can start looking at your life and saying, if you're not taking care of your needs, sister or brother, nobody else is going to. And this feeling that you feel only gets worse because we are evolutionary creatures. We want to move forward. We want to progress. It's literally why we are on earth, is to create and to make progress and to move forward and to grow and to learn. If you are not doing those things, you're actually going backwards. And, you know, it's the same reason why people who retire and they don't have anything to do afterward, you know, there's a lot of higher death rates among people who retire, is because they take their purpose away. They take that purpose and reason for living. And they become feeling hopeless. There's so many things that are important about, number one, having a purpose, giving yourself something bigger to focus on. If you don't give yourself something big to focus on, something that is meaningful to you, all of the little shit will become your big things. So you'll create drama in your life. You'll start watching the news because you need something to worry about. Right? We need something to solve and we need something to worry about. So choose what those things are, make them purposeful and make them meaningful. Or I'm sure that you guys have friends or parents or loved ones who you're like, why is this even important? I can't talk about this crap anymore. Like, nobody cares. This is so dramatic. Why is he or she always causing drama wherever they go? Because they don't have anything to worry about. And their brain is like, I got to solve something. I got to fix something. I got to create something. I got to worry about something. Your brain needs to be active. So create better problems for your brain, or you're going to create stupid problems. It's going to show up on a quote tile somewhere. It's going to be a terrible quote. Yeah. But anyway, you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. So grateful for you. And the most important thing that you could ever do if you get value out of this podcast is to share it on your stories and share your takeaways and also text it to a friend. So if that's the easiest thing that you could do, if you love this podcast, that would totally rock my world, and also get it out to some people who absolutely need it. And if you're feeling extra jazzy and want to give some extra holiday loving to this podcast, I don't know, then you could go over to iTunes on your computer. I don't think you can rate it on your phone. I know so many people are like, I can't rate and review. On your computer, you can go rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you love or want more of. Whatever. Doesn't really matter. Just go rate and review and leave your opinion. All right, you guys, grateful for you as always. And I hope that this podcast helped. And please don't just turn this off and think, yeah, I needed that, but not go do the questions. So make sure you answer these questions and implement it. If you really want a change in your life, don't let this just be 15 minutes of feeling good and saying, yeah, I'm going to do that, and not changing again, because you have to give yourself what you need. That's how we elevate the planet. It's how we change our family patterns. It's how we change our lives. It's how you live a life that truly can feel the way that you want to feel every single day. Doesn't mean it's going to be that way 100% of the day, but a good day to me is when you keep choosing that you can feel better even on days that you don't. So that is a good day. All right. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.